understood. Silence grabbed the grove. The Gnar dropped their platters. I rose. What is it? Someone has tampered with their food. Poison? Drugged, I'd guess. I'd have to check more closely. I went and got the nearest's platter. He looked grim behind his Gnar mask of indifference. He wanted to hurt somebody. He got his chance when I turned back with my plunder. A quick shuffle of feet. A thwack of wood against flesh. A cry of pain that was little more than a whimper. I turned. The Gnar had his spear point resting on the throat of a man sprawled before him. I recognized one of the lamplighters. A long knife lay not far from his outflung hand. I surveyed our surroundings. Bland faces watched from every direction. One Eye, Frog Face, come here. They came. I want something low-key, something that won't disturb anybody's dinner, but something that will have him in a mood to talk when I'm ready. Can do? One Eye snickered. I know just the thing. He rubbed his hands in wicked glee while Goblin, left out, pouted. I know just the thing. Go enjoy your dinner and sweet nothings. Old One Eye will take care of everything. I'll have him ready to sing like a canary. He gestured. An invisible force snagged the lamplighter's heels. Up he went, wriggling like a fish on a line, mouth stretched to scream, but nothing coming out. I settled opposite Lady, a jerk of my head. One Eye's idea of low-key, don't let the victim scream. I popped a melon ball into my mouth. One Eye stopped lifting the lamplighter when his nose was 20 feet off the ground. Lady began poking through the Gnar's food. The expedient of turning my back on One Eye did not let me attain the mood I'd had in mind when arranging the evening, and Lady remained troubled. I glanced over my shoulder occasionally. The captive shed bits of clothing like dead leaves peeling away. The flesh beneath, betrayed, crawled with tiny lime and lemon glowing worms. When two of different hues butted heads, they sparked, and the failed assassin tried to shriek. When the mood took him, One Eye let the man fall till his nose was a foot off the ground. Frog Face whispered into his ear till One Eye hoisted him up again. Real low key. What the hell would he have done if I'd asked for a show? Goblin caught my eye. I raised an eyebrow. He used deaf sign to tell me, "Company coming. Looks like big stuff." I pretended no greater interest than my meal while watching Lady intently. She seemed possessed of no special awareness. There were two of them, well-dressed and courteous. One was a native, walnut brown, but not of Negroid stock. The people of Taglios were dark, but not Negroid. The Negroid peoples we had seen there were all visitors from up the river. The other one we knew already. Willow Swan, with the hair as yellow as maize. Swan spoke to the Gnar nearest him, while his companion appraised One Eye's efforts. I nodded to Goblin, who went to see if he could get any sense from Swan. He came back looking thoughtful. "Swan says the guy with him is the boss wog around here. His choice of words, not mine." I guess it was bound to come. I exchanged glances with Lady. She had on her Empress's face, readable as a rock.